Well, we're shifting gears. We just got done talking about AdWords for real estate.
Okay.
And Matt runs a website with his partner Tim called CoachingForLifestyle.com. And I'll just start introducing Matt now because this is as good a time event as any.
Are you recording, right, Perry?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am. So Matt is a very sharp marketer. Matt's a member of the Dan Kennedy VIP mastermind group that I attend in Cleveland three times a year. Matt, I went to Matt's partner's house and met with Matt and some other guys early this year, and we spent a couple days beating each other up. It was great.
Yeah, but we worked in massages, not, of course, on each other.
Yeah, we did a non-mutual massage, too. So at the end of the beating up, we had a good time. So Matt is a real estate coach that quite a number of real estate speakers who do the seminar circuit, when people sign up into the coaching programs, Matt and Tim are the guys that actually do the coaching. And so Matt is an extremely astute real estate investor. Well, at the same time, Matt is a very astute marketer. And, like, in the VIP group, for example, there's about 20 guys in there, and they're all big dogs. Okay, they all run multi-million-dollar marketing businesses. They're all, I call them feral men, like, you know, feral rats, you know, the wild and tameable ones. They're all in that category. But Matt is undoubtedly one of the sharpest five in the bunch.
Oh,
it's true. You know, if Matt's got an angle on something, everybody stops and pays attention to it. So Matt and I have definitely some things in common, and some points of view about what we're going to talk about today. And what we're going to talk about today is some stuff that I don't get around to talking to very much, but it's arguably just as important as anything I do talk about, which is the fact that that there's a whole side to what we do in business that has nothing to do with marketing, business strategies, and all this kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with the mechanics, and it has everything to do with where your head is at. Mm-hmm. And how you think about yourself, and doing things that you're afraid of, and breaking through mental barriers. And so I just want to get into this topic. And by the way, I'll mention again at the end, but Matt's website is CoachingForLifestyle.com. And if you have a hankering to make real estate investing part of what you do in life, you would do well to go to Matt's site and subscribe to his monthly newsletter. It's a very good newsletter. I get it. It's a very insightful letter on how to do real estate deals. So,
and a few other things in there too.
Yeah, it's got the odd insight thrown in frequently. So it's
like to keep them on their toes, Perry, you know.
It's a fun read.
Thank you.
It's very good. So anyway, that's kind of an introduction to Matt. And we want to talk about this inner psychological head game. Matt, I'm going to throw something out at you, and then you run with this, okay?
Okay.
My version of how I would express this is, there's this feeling that I've become very, very, very familiar with, and it's this sort of icy, hot, dread, feeling of dread and procrastination that the first time I can really, really, really remember feeling this in a big way is about 15 years ago when I was in Amway and I would have to make all these phone calls. And I'd have to call all these people that I was terrified of, like, you know, my friends' parents and stuff, because I was 21 and I quickly discovered most of my friends didn't have any business ambitions at all. They were still barely out of high school. And so, so somebody says, oh, no, you got to talk to their parents. I'm like, I got to talk to their parents about a business. And now most of you have heard my, sad story about being fleeced for years in Amway, and that's not what this is about. What this is about is that feeling that I had, that feeling of fear. I had to face that feeling, and I had to stare it down. I had to conquer it and conquer it and conquer it. And what I found was, even when I got into direct marketing, where you're not calling people on the phone and you're not facing that kind of rejection, I would still feel that feeling every time I was about to do something. Every time I was about to send out a mailing, every time I was about to press the send button on an email blast, every time I was going to launch something, and I still feel it. I still fight it. Matt, that's the introduction. Give me the Matt version of this. And where does this come from, and why should seemingly easy things be hard?
Well, it really comes down to fear versus faith. Fear is obviously a very real thing. We all know what fear is, right? We've all felt it. I felt fear this morning when I went in to look at my bank balance. Whatever it is, right?
Yep.
I felt fear this morning when I was lying on the bench press and there was a lot more weight up above me than there normally is.
Yeah.
And the difference really between, there's one major difference between those that become successful in whatever endeavor it is, whether it's getting rich on the internet or buying and selling real estate.
Hi, this is Matt Colodley.
Wow, hey, somebody's listening to me. Hey, Perry, you know what I can do? I can actually mute. And
yeah, go ahead.
If we have any questions, we can bring them up live.
Right.
It's really kind of weird to be on a call and hear my voice in the background. anyway, this fear is, we've all heard that false evidence appearing is real and all that stuff. But really, the fear can be struck down by moving in faith. And for me, in what I work with our students, I've coached over 2,000 people in real estate over the last 3 years, is this is the big thing that separates the winners from the losers. Hmm. The winners seem to be able to move forward with this incredible amount of faith, whether it's pressing send on the email, wondering whether or not it's right, dropping the direct mail piece, making an offer, talking to a client, trying to get the client to pony up to spend X amount of dollars. It's that fear that holds you back. It's that icy hot feeling in the pit of your stomach that just makes you want to do nothing. Well, how I get past that fear is I keep in mind a very simple saying, and it's faith is being sure of what is hoped for and certain of what we do not see. And moving forward in this faith, you're never going to know everything that's 100%. It's impossible to know everything is going to work out 100% correct. But you take these little victories, you take these little steps, and you move forward, and you build this confidence in this faith. And, Perry, you and I were talking before we did the other recording about how business is, and, we're getting ready to do a big event right now, and we're spending like $250,000 out of our pocket up front to market this big event in the spring.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I mean, that takes, you had to do it when you were doing the laptop thing.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of fear that goes with that.
Yes.
But this faith, there's this, in the still quiet of the morning or in the middle of the day when the kids are out of the house and the dog's not barking and the iPod's not blaring music, there comes a still moment in time where I'm just going to speak very clearly as to what I do, where I literally bow my head and I pray and I ask God, is this the direction that you want me to move in? And more often than not, there's no answer. Well, I've learned over the years that the no answer means I've already told you to go ahead, now go ahead and do it. It's the I told you not to do this. It's like this, you know, in this, if I have the reverse of it, like if I'm in that still quiet of time and, geez, God, I'm just really not sure. I really think I should do this. And all of a sudden, out of heavens, this 2x4 comes across and smacks me across the forehead. You know, that's usually when I get the notice that I'm not supposed to do it. But when it's quiet, when in that brief moment of time there's a calm or a peace about it where that icy hot feeling disappears, It doesn't matter if that fear pops up again. It doesn't matter if just before I send the email or I drop the $10,000 mail piece, it doesn't matter if there's that fear again. Because I had that moment, that one moment. See, you're only going to get, I've learned you only get like a, you only get that moment where it's, you're only going to get one yes. You know, it's like asking your spouse to be intimate. You know, once they say yes, you don't ask like six other times, do you? No, if you're a guy, you're like, I'm closing the deal, right? Now, what did he think the chances were I was going to talk about God and sex in the same breath?
Well, so, I think they go together real nicely.
Yes, they do.
I'm not sure everybody else sees it that way, but...
We do.
We do.
So, the analogy is dead on perfect. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And you know what? What I think of when you describe that, that fear going away, for me, it went away after I dialed the phone number and I was hearing the phone ring.
Yeah.
It would sort of disappear. It was like if I had my script ready and I knew what I was going to say and I knew what they could say and I knew what I was going to say back, it's like I'd sort of go through this mental exercise of, okay, what's the different things that can happen here? All those outcomes, I have a way to deal with them, so you take the leap. And it's like you leap off, and then there's the silence. Right? And I think that a lot of people get stuck at, they get almost to that point. Or maybe even they go past that point but don't notice it. And then they just get stuck in this loop where they're endlessly trying to decide to take action. And I've come to like relabel and reframe that feeling. That icy hot feeling does not mean, oh no, don't do it, don't scare. No, I like relabeled that feeling, and that feeling means, oh, that's what you feel like when you're about to do something that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason you feel this feeling is it matters. So that means you should do it. And so like every time I started something brand new, like when I started doing a coaching a year and a half, I felt that feeling. Matter of fact, I procrastinated writing the sales material and writing everything and laying it all out and mapping out the dates. I procrastinated and procrastinated until it was like, dude, you can't do, I would find myself, I sit down, okay, I blocked out 2 hours to sit down and write some copy, and I would sit down, and this giant voice in my head would say, Barry, you need a haircut! And, of course, you know, the barber shop's like 4 blocks away. You should just get up and walk to the barber shop and get a haircut. No!
Or let's go online and make sure that the White Sox really did win last night. Even
yeah.
Though you've checked it 16 times on Yahoo already today.
That's right. Or, oh, you know what? I think I need to go see how many sales I got today. Or, oh, I need... No, stop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do this. And I seriously think that I know that there's a lot of people who I could tell them what to do. Like, okay, I want you to write these 5 autoresponders, and I want you to make this landing page, and I want you to set up these keywords, and let's talk next week. And I know that this fear thing is the number one thing that keeps them from doing it. It's not that it was hard. It wasn't that they didn't know how to do it. It wasn't any of those things. It was... the fear caused them to put it off and get busy, and then they told themselves they were too busy. Well, they were really just clicking the send receive button on their email 14 times a day.
I was guilty of that yesterday, by the way, because I was procrastinating. By the way, you know, I was procrastinating something yesterday, but you know, but I, you know, I finally said this is ridiculous, and I stopped doing it.
Right.
Well, you hit on a really interesting point that I kind of nobody ever has. Nobody ever wants to talk about it, but it's that voice in your head that says, when you're getting ready to write the copy, that says, "Perry, go get a haircut."
Yep.
Well,
and I hate getting haircuts, by the way. I put them off and I put them off. And then when I want to do something important, then I feel like getting a haircut.
So that explains it.
Yeah.
That connects all the dots for me.
Right.
That voice that goes on in your head, whatever your belief system is, just about every belief system has a good and evil.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
You would agree, right, Perry?
I agree.
And, you know, the vision that we have in our generation is of Animal House, right? You know, you got the angel on one side and the Satan on, Satan's on the other, the devil on the other. You know the scene in Animal House I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if you're in the age group that Perry and I are in, you are probably laughing just like we are. Well, you know, there are forces of good and evil in the world, right?
Yep.
And, see, the evil forces in the world don't want you to be successful. Because the good forces in the world have a mission for you.
Yep.
They have some ill, some thing that you're to be the guy or the gal that solves that, that takes care of that issue. Whatever that issue is, whether it's curing cancer or whether it's helping entrepreneurs make more money, or whether it's people getting more business via their Google AdWords, whatever it is, right? You have some. We all have some things that we're here to make the world better when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the evil side doesn't want you to do that because they're keeping the world in this morass, kind of like in molasses in January, stuck. And if they can just throw you sidetrack, just like one little seed. All it is just a little seed to sidetrack you.
Yep.
Then they're going to prevent you from curing the thing that you're supposed to solve, and that the evil side doesn't like that.
That's right.
And so that voice, you got to recognize that voice is real.
I think it's very helpful to view this as not just some mindless process, but as an adversary that you have to defy.
Oh yeah, you gotta slay them. You gotta knock their head off. You know, you gotta vanquish the earth of them.
Yes.
In your mind.
Yeah, and I think that's much more helpful, much more productive than just sort of dismissing it as, oh, you know, that's just my imagination or whatever. Look, you feel those feelings. It's almost like I said to a guy one time, and this was like a guy who's, you know, the ultimate cynic and skeptic of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, when you, like, watch the History Channel and stuff like that, isn't there times in world history when it almost seemed like evil took on a life of its own?
Mm.
And I saw this flash of recognition in his eyes. Okay? His disposition was to disagree with everything I ever said to him. You know, it's like we were friends, but it was just like his divine right to disagree and to think I was a nutcase. But when I said that, I could tell that it registered. You know how people make these little, you know, inflections of their face or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell it hit home when I said that. It's like, yeah, there are times in the history of the world when evil seems to have a life of its own. And there's times in everybody's life when evil seems to have a life of its own. And if you look at it that way, there's nothing more helpful to evil than for you and I to just be stuck in a loop, not really doing anything.
Yep.
And so it's all about taking action.
You have to vanquish that evil, like Arnold Schwarzenegger was vanquishing the robot in The Terminator.
Yeah.
You have to go after that with the same vim, vigor, or no, not Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't vanquishing him, but whoever the chick was, whatever her name was.
Yep.
or whatever. But you have to. I mean, you've got to go in and you've got to kill and destroy that process, that voice that's going on in your head.
Right. And so, you do it by defying it. You do it by saying, well, the reason I'm procrastinating is this is important, this matters, and because this matters, I'm going to do it anyway, and screw you.
Yeah, and here's how I know if I'm doing something that really matters. Is if I'm cruising along, and life is kind of ho-hum, and everything's peachy keen, and the birds are chirping, and, you know, the flowers are nice and bright, and everything's just kind of going right along, I know that I'm not on track. It's when I know that I'm working on something really important, when I get ready to sit down and type that sales letter or type that email sequence or create that landing page,
yep.
And I get this incredible urge to go find out who's pitching the White Sox game tonight or what's going on in the third string battle for linebacker for the Chicago Bears,
yep.
Right? Because then I go, well, that is totally irrelevant as to what I'm working on. So what I'm working on right, what I'm setting to work on right now must be very important, because the evil forces are trying to distract me, so if I can find out what's going on between Rex Grossman and Brian Greasy. Right? Does that make sense?
That's right. That's right.
You know, something totally, you know, let me go check my mailbox one more time.
Right. Because there might be something really important there.
Yeah.
Well, there might be something really important in front of you right now before you go check your mailbox, so stick with it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, I'll tell you a. You participated in this last winter. I was planning my spring seminar in April, and one of the things that I felt I ought to do is do a some kind of I didn't know exactly what it should be at the time, but like some kind of spiritual talk or worship service or something on Sunday morning at my seminar to acknowledge the spiritual side of life. And I felt it was especially necessary because we're in a culture and furthermore an industry that either tries to completely ignore that or just sort of it's sort of the Napoleon Hill kind of view of things where, well, you know, it's all just there for your own good anyway, and it takes a lot of things for granted, and I think there's a lot of dishonesty going on, and there's a lot of, I don't know what to call it, but like, you know, people pretending to be something other than they are almost all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like this was a way of countering that. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you about this. Well, here, why don't you tell the story?
And you and I had really, we had only talked on the phone a couple of times, right? Maybe had only met, like, face-to-face. I don't even think we'd met face-to-face.
Right. Yeah, we'd met once for breakfast, and you'd been in my coaching program. That was it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so, you know, we'd had some conversations. So this was a group of other info marketers that I think it's safe to say, you know, that share same belief set that Perry and I both share.
Right.
And so Perry, we're at my business partner's house, which is in this beautiful lake community, and we're sitting in the basement in the big leather chairs, and we're just kind of talking about business, and Perry's talking about his event coming up. And I know Perry, you know, Perry, I'm assuming the folks know that you have coffeehousetheology.com and you have some, you know, some armchair, some other stuff that is pretty near and dear to your heart.
Right.
If they don't, they do.
I think most people do. It's on my article section on my website. So.
All right. So, you know, they know where, they have a pretty good idea of where you stand on the topic. And so, knowing this about Perry, and knowing that Perry is a very sharp mind, just by reading his stuff, the conversation, Perry's thought, well, you know, maybe I'll have a guy that plays guitar, and I'll have a little discussion. And I literally stopped Perry in mid-sentence And I could tell that what Perry was doing, talking about having a guy play guitar or bring somebody else in to have a conversation, I said, Perry, that's not what you're supposed to do. You, with all of your knowledge, and I later found out that Perry has a tremendous amount of knowledge and background on this, you have been getting prepared for this moment. And that